The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen again, anytime, 24/7. Visit our podcast page at LarryMarino.com. Sunday morning, newsmakers, AM 870, The Answer.
With the recent outbreak of COVID-19 and the subsequent economic and emotional effects of social distancing, mandated and self-imposed quarantines, as well as widespread temporary business closures, it couldn't be more important to talk about managing stress. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, fear and anxiety about the disease can be overwhelming, specifically for those who, well, are at higher risk for COVID-19, such as older people, individuals with chronic diseases, healthcare workers, first responders, and probably everyone of us who watches TV news for hours at a time. Sandra Cruz is joining us. She's a health strategies expert at United Healthcare to talk with us about how people can deal with the stress. Sandra, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me this morning.
So let's start out. We are feeling stress, and that stress is real, and it has a real chemical effect on us, doesn't it?
It does. You know, stress is a common physical and emotional reaction that people experience on a daily basis. But right now, I think that we're all experiencing much more stress than normal. Long-term stress can contribute to negative health outcomes, such as digestive and sleep disorders, and many other symptoms and conditions, headaches, upset stomach. Stress can also worsen chronic conditions like asthma and diabetes. It's also been linked to anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses.
Wow. So that's a lot of different areas. So when we talk about stress, what are our choices? What can we do? I mean, the stories are on the news. We may have economic issues, you know, businesses closing up right now temporarily. There's some real triggers here, aren't there?
Oh, Larry, there are so many triggers. And I think that first and foremost, it's best to just recognize, or as we call it, name it, that, you know, we in fact are experiencing stress, and try to remain optimistic. One of the best ways is to limit your exposure to, too much of the news cycle. Obviously, it's really important to stay informed, but you want to choose a couple of sources that you feel that you can rely on, and then not be watching it 24/7. And trying to talk with others if you're starting to feel overwhelmed, that's really important as well. Schedule time for other activities. Get away from the screen. If you could just, you know, step out on the porch and get some fresh air. I know that we're all trying to stay very close to home, but, taking some breaks, walking, moving, that's really, really important. You know, stretch a little bit. Those kinds of things, some deep breathing, particularly if you start to really feel it physically, that the stress is impacting you. And obviously, if you feel it's impacting you a great deal, you want to reach out to your healthcare provider. I know we're trying to stay at home and not go to any sort of facility unless we're extremely ill, but a lot of providers are now offering virtual visits or phone visits. So indeed, if it's becoming too overwhelming, you really want to reach out to your healthcare provider.
All right. So as we all deal with stress, we have some things we can do. There are actual steps we can take, and you've listed them off kind of quickly there. But just taking a break from all this, for me, it has been the weekends. Weekends have been a time where I say to myself, okay, I'm going to check in once in a while on the story, but I'm going to have some me time or family time, or we're going to watch some movies together or enjoy some popcorn or do something fun. It doesn't have to be 24/7 this pandemic, does it?
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And if you are fortunate enough, or maybe not so much so after 2 or 3 weeks of it, to have family members, it is good to, you know, have a game night or put together a puzzle together, and, you know, maybe reminisce and tell stories. If you happen to be alone and you're feeling isolated, it's really important that you reach out. If it's by phone, it's great to hear someone's voice. I know in this world of texting, that doesn't happen as much as it used to. So being able to hear their voice, if you have the ability to FaceTime or to use Zoom or some of the other great technologies that we have now, to actually see other people's faces, that's really important. You can see their expressions and you feel much more connected. And to your point, you know, whether it's the weekend or the evening, it's doing things that take your mind off of all that's going on in the news. So really, really important.
Yeah. Now, nutrition and eating. You say there's some things we can do right now to help in this area. Obviously, we're all chasing after those comfort foods, and we're going to put some pounds on unless we move, right?
Exactly. You know, we're at home much more than ever. The refrigerator's calling. Obviously, if you're binge watching, you want something to snack on. But now more than ever, nutrition is really important. So making sure that you're eating, you know, a balanced diet, that you are limiting your snacks, or if you're snacking, it's healthy. And also, you know, to your point, moving. You can do some stretches. There are several videos on YouTube, and other outlets that you can follow along online. So really important that you're moving, but also important that you are getting really good nutrition.
We're out of time. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate you being with us. Sandra Cruz, an expert on health strategies from United Healthcare. Thank you so much.
The Answer.
With more focus on healthy habits, such as washing hands frequently and staying home when sick to help avoid spreading COVID-19, and just staying home is the new norm, Californians remain mindful about the importance of daily walking. A report from Harvard Medical School concluded that walking can help boost the immune system, helping to reduce the duration and intensity of colds and flu. Well, April is Move More Month. It's a time to encourage everyone to remain as active as they can at home and keep both their physical and mental health in balance. Diana Nayad is joining us, who at age 64 became the first person to swim over 110 miles from Cuba to Florida. She is the co-founder and executive director of Everwalk, and she is joining us on behalf of United Healthcare to help us with some tips today. Diana, nice to have you on the program.
Larry, it's my pleasure. How are you doing, by the way, you and your loved ones?
Well,
getting through okay?
We're staying safe, maybe a little cabin fever. I know we've been taking some walks, but they've closed the parks, and so we're walking in our neighborhood. And
there we go.
So we're doing what we can.
I think that's the answer. You know, we have to do our part. You know, I love that phrase that the medical community uses now. We went to work for you, they said. You stay home for us. And then we all make our interpretation of staying home. So, yes, we're not supposed to go out onto the public beaches, the public parks, the public hiking trails, but we can walk our neighborhoods. We can put our mask on. We can keep 6 feet away from each other, and we can wave to a neighbor. We can feel the fresh air, the sunshine on our faces. And both United Healthcare and my organization, Everwalk, we believe in the health, the mental health, the relief of anxiety, if nothing else, of just getting out in that fresh air for, you know, maybe one little mile every day.
Yeah. So how do we get started? A lot of us have discovered our Netflix addiction. We've been able to binge watch for a while. I know we're not walking out to the car like we used to, and driving to work and getting out and walking to the office. So we're probably a lot more sedentary. Do you imagine Americans are gaining weight right now?
Yeah, I think they are. I think, you know, the way I hear it is that, you know, in the beginning, that first week or so, everybody said, oh, this is our chance. We're going to cook healthy meals. And now you get that cabin fever. You want to have some comfort food. People are eating a little more coffee cake than they are kale salads. That's not a scientific study, by the way, but in my circle of friends, I think that's what's happened. But I do think you use the phrase cabin fever. And I do believe all of us are feeling that now. So, you know, for instance, today, this very day, Larry, Everwalk is launching something called the Everwalk Mile. And we're saying not only should you get out and stroll a mile every day, I mean, at the longest, that should take you 20, 22 minutes. You know, take a look at the beautiful trees, look up at the sky, be grateful for this wonderful life we all get to live, even in light of these extraordinary times. But also, we're saying go a step farther. Put a sign on your chest. We've got them printable at everwalk.com. And on that sign, it says, already printed, "Today I walk the Everwalk Mile 4. And you put anybody, any institution, keep in mind those frontline people who are saving our lives right now. I, yesterday, walked my first mile, and I put under there the ICU units of New York hospitals. We are just devastated at what they're going through. And at the same time that Everwalk is launching the Everwalk Mile, United Healthcare is doing all kinds of things, and we are partners with them, proud to be partners with them, called the Step Up for Better Health Sweepstakes. So literally, you get onto their UHC Walking Maps .com website. They have walking maps for all over the country. You can't go on most of those walks now, but you can, as you said, Larry, you can go out into your neighborhood and you enter this sweepstake. You could win a Peloton membership. You could win an Apple iWatch, all kinds of 200 different prizes. So they're trying to incentivize, in these extraordinary times, getting out and walking.
All right, let's talk about doing it safely, because I see people kind of walking pretty close. I guess if you're a family member of the same family, you can walk that way, but you're supposed to keep some distance between even walkers, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I or Bonnie and I, who's my co-founder of Everwalk, we are close, so we can walk next to each other. We live in the same home, basically. But if we're walking down the sidewalk, and somebody else is coming toward us on that sidewalk, one of us is going to give. One of us is going to move to the other side of the street and get on the other sidewalk. We're not going to walk within inches of each other and pass. What if I'm asymptomatic? What do they say now? 25% probably of all cases of coronavirus are people who will never know they had it unless they go, get the test. We've got to be as vigilant as we can be. So we at Everwalk and United Healthcare feels the same way. Our position is go out and walk. We're going to put the caveat out there, Larry, that if you're in an area where the mayor, the governor, has told you absolutely not, we don't want anyone going outside at all, unless it's for close to emergency, it's really for necessities. Who are we to go against, official guidelines?
Thank you so much for being with us, Diana Nyad, on the program today with tips to stay active. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Keep walking, Larry.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.